Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining me for my poster presentation. The title of my study is Expression of Futurity in Spanish of Spain and Colombia. For this study, we have tried to investigate and see whether the different forms of expressing future have changed in Spanish of Spain and Colombia over the time. In Spanish, we have three forms of expressing future, including simple present, morphological future, which consists of the verb in its infinitive form plus the future endings, and perfective future, which consists of the present conjugation of the verb ir plus the preposition a and the infinitive. For this investigation, we have focused on the last two forms, perfective and morphological future. According to Silva Corvalan and Orozco, perfective future is the preferred way of expressing future in all varieties of Spanish. Nevertheless, there is also studies conducted by Almeida and Diaz and Blas indicate that morphological future still holds a high percentage in certain countries, including Spain. Bershin's results indicate that written language triggers the usage of morphological future, while the spoken language triggers the usage of perfective future. And finally, in the last study by Orozco, he claims that women tend to produce morphological future more than men, while men form sentences using perfective future more than women. For this research, we had three research questions. The first question is regarding our social factors, gender and nationality. We would like to see whether these mentioned social factors affect the production of morphological and perfective future. The second question is regarding the linguistic factors, grammatical number of subjects, plural or singular, and the type of clause, interrogative or declarative clauses. We would like to see whether these factors affect the production of morphological and perfective future. And the last question is about task effect. Is there a task effect when eliciting morphological and perfective future? In total, we had 8 participants, 4 native speakers from Spain and 4 native speakers from Colombia. The participants were categorized according to their sex and nationality, for female and for male. Overall, there were 3 tasks. The first one is background questionnaire, and the second one is picture naming task, which is our oral task. The third task is preference perception task, which is also considered as our written task. The dependent variable for this study was the expression of futurity, whether morphological future or perfective future is produced, and the independent variable include social and linguistic factors. Social factors including sex, origin, and the task effect, and linguistic factors such as grammatical number of subjects and type of clause. For the second task, picture naming task, we had 40 targets, out of which 20 declarative and 20 interrogative sentences were formed. 20 of these sentences were formed using plural and 20 singular subjects. Also, 20 distractors were included, sentences in the past tense. For the preference perception task, we had 120 targets with 60 declarative and 60 interrogative sentences, which were formed with 60 singular and 60 plural subjects. Our 60 distractors were again the sentences in the past tense. In total, we had 574 tokens. The first table demonstrates the result for the first task. As you can see, the morphological future has been preferred more than perfective future for all the independent variables. The result for the second task is different, as perfective future has been produced more in interrogative clauses and the sentences with singular or plural subjects. Colombian and male participants tend to produce perfective future more. To analyze our data, we had to run Goldberg. The result shows that task effect is a variable triggering the usage of perfective future. Our results are different compared to the literature review that we have provided, as perfective future has been used more in the written task and the morphological future in the oral task. Therefore, the study suggests that the state of morphological and progressive future might have changed.